Welcome to Astrology Today, your regular look at the planetary movements and how astrology may affect and hopefully improve your life. Hi there, I'm Norma Lachance. I'm your host. I'm a life coach, a mathemagician, and an inspired astrologer. And you've joined me for the week perspective, for planetary ingresses, and for the daily transits. Let's have a look up in the sky. Welcome to the podcast and welcome to Tuesday, April 9th, 2024, start of the week here. So we are obviously going to be looking at all the themes for the week, but I wanted to remind you, first of all, if you missed my podcast talking all about the solar eclipse, which occurred yesterday, I did that on Friday, still applies. You know, the effect of the eclipse is definitely at least 4 months long, so it's worth it to check that out. Also, the April mailbag is open, has been for a bit here. It's just questions from listeners. If you're a first-time listener, then you can send in questions, something in general, maybe about astrology, a concept that you don't understand, what's an aspect, what are houses, that kind of thing, or something specific about your chart. That's also great as well. You can send that to my email. That's astrologydiva@gmail.com. And please just put April mailbag in the subject line so it sticks out so I know that it's definitely for the mailbag. And then I'll open that up at the end of the month and have a bonus episode all about the questions. So make sure you reach out. Okay, let's get to these themes for the week. Well, starting off looking at the moon as we do, moon currently in Taurus. Now, I know you think you know what I'm going to say, which of course is we are in fixed Earth. And so the moon ruling our emotions, our feelings, where we find comfort and it's kind of our default, kind of means we're back in our bodies, which might be a welcome relief after that solar eclipse, all in fire. This is definitely an earthy sensation. So yes, more focused on physical pleasure, connection to your physical sensations. And that just screams massage, I like to say. So, you know, it's that monthly time when the moon's in Taurus, it's a great time to get a massage. By Thursday, the moon moves into Gemini and just lightens up completely. Here we are back in air and a bit more flexible. It's that mutability in Gemini and rational, you know, really default to more rationality and objectivity. That whole common sense seems to come forward while the moon is in Gemini. Turning now to the important aspects and aspect patterns, I got to say, and I've been talking about this for a while, you know, the planets are all kind of bunched together, definitely in Aries, coming out of Pisces, and it'll soon, you know, be the gravitating towards Taurus, but they're really bunched up. And so what's happening is last week I talked about all these stelliums that were going on. Now we've got conjunctions, and I'm calling it the battle of conjunctions. And these are pairwise or two planets that are within 8 degrees of each other. And they're, you know, for the most part, they try to blend and they try to, you know, merge with each other. But it's kind of like when my analogy is, you know, you go for lunch and there's no place in the restaurant and the only place to sit is at the counter. So you sit at the counter and you're beside your person that you're having lunch with. And it's, you know, you want to have a chat and have a nice meal, but it's not necessarily comfortable because you're both facing forward. You kind of have to crink your neck to look at the other person to talk to them. And this is very much the energy of the planets, is they are aware of each other being beside each other, but they are facing forward and sending their energy outwards. And so there is this blending, but there's also a bit of bristling, and a lot of it depends on which planets they are. Okay, enough chitty chat. What are we talking about? So on Wednesday, tomorrow, we've got the moon conjunct Jupiter, as you know, the moon is moving through Taurus. And so here it's, you know, a growth in feelings. Some might even argue that it's an overwhelming sense of emotions coming forward. So quite a lot going on. Then pretty much at the same time, the moon is conjunct with Uranus, which also brings forward sort of unexpected emotions, feelings that kind of fly in from anywhere. That erratic energy of Uranus does that to the moon. And then finally, also happening on Wednesday, and this conjunction's been growing for a while, we have an exact conjunction between Saturn and Mars. Now, these two planets kind of get a bad rap, I say. You know, they're called the malefics in traditional astrology. And, you know, Saturn represents that authority, discipline, structure, time, reality, coming forward. And Mars is the god of war, obviously. It's actions, aggression, moving towards, what are you standing up for? What are you defending? And so when they try to blend together, it's perhaps brings forward, disciplined actions, which could be a good thing, getting organized maybe and getting acting in a disciplined way. But it could also represent some aggression coming from an authority figure. You know, think Saturn like a father figure. And so there might be some authoritative aggression coming forward, some urgency from, a disciplinarian or somebody that's basically represents a father figure for you. Now, happening on Thursday, another conjunction, we have Mercury and the Sun basically at an exact conjunction, and Mercury here, Kazemi, which is within 7 minutes of the Sun, so right in the heart of the Sun. And remember that Mercury, of course, is retrograde, and so it can be kind of an inner conversation, inner messages. And here, messages that support or, speak to your purpose, your hero's path. That's everything that's represented by the Sun. Keep in mind, of course, that, this is the second time because Mercury's moving in a retrograde motion. Once it goes direct, it's going to come back around and connect with the Sun again. So you'll get another chance to look at this. Whenever I see Mercury and the Sun together, I always think branding because, the Sun is our purpose, what we're doing out there in the world, what we're striving towards. And Mercury is all around communication. And so in this age of social media and all these influencers and, how they're projecting themselves out in the world, I think about that when Mercury and the Sun are aligned. Are they, is it aligned? Is it actually how you want to be projected and thought of and, as you communicate out your identity out in the world? So check your branding. Maybe it's time to update that CV or your profile online. That's your podcast for Tuesday. I certainly hope you got something out of it. It's still fun for me to put this together as I do it on a regular basis. I will be back on Friday. Certainly, if you have any questions or comments about the podcast, ways to making it better, or things that you like, I've made some recent changes and I'm always interested in what's on the minds of my listeners. You can always reach me through my email. That's astrologydiva, that's DVA, @gmail.com. I hope you have a fantastic day, and I look forward to speaking to you again very soon.